Last year, leftist Honduran president Manuel Zelaya was ousted by the Honduran military and flown into exile. The international community, including the United States, condemned the action as a coup. Violent protests erupted, and human rights groups say Zelaya supporters were tortured and murdered. Zelaya made a dramatic return after sneaking into Honduras in the trunk of a car and hiding out in the Brazilian embassy in Tegucigalpa. But 1 year later, Manuel Zelaya is again living in exile in the Dominican Republic. Reporter Enrique Rivera spent some time with Zelaya at his new home.
Life has changed for Manuel Zelaya. He's no longer president of Honduras, but he's no longer sleeping on the floors of the Brazilian embassy in Tegucigalpa either. Today, he's living in a modest home in a middle-class neighborhood in Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic. And he spends much of his time playing the Spanish guitar, a passion he's had since he was a boy.
Más o menos como a los 11 o 12 años.
I started playing guitar when I was 11 or 12, just like that, on the street. I never had classes or a teacher. I just picked it up on my own, practicing, playing, just learning little by little.
Zelaya's new home is guarded by several Dominican soldiers who wear jeans and T-shirts and boast enormous machine guns that stretch down from their waist to their ankles. Two of the guards follow Zelaya whenever he leaves the house, but the deposed president mostly stays at home, playing his guitar.
Ando volando bajo, mi amor está por los suelos.
Just as the song's plaintive tone suggests, Zelaya seems desolate as a result of his exile. His wife and two daughters are with him in the Dominican Republic, but his mother and two sons are still in Honduras. Zelaya says that his family's been torn apart and that he's broke. Everything he has now, he says, is thanks to the generosity of the Dominican government. Zelaya admits his family owns some property in Honduras, but he claims it's not worth much.
Y lo único que tenemos son tierras, pero las tierras no tienen...
The only thing we have is land, but that land is worth little, not enough to say we're rich. We just don't have any money. And remember, I practically stopped working and earning money during the 10 years I dedicated to my political career.
Zelaya's political career was cut short by last year's coup. His critics say Zelaya brought the coup on himself by staging an illegal referendum to extend his grip on power. But Zelaya is convinced there were larger forces behind what happened in Honduras.
It was a campaign against Hugo Chavez, against communism, against a bunch of falsehoods and lies. It was part of an ideological war, like going back to the days of the Cold War.
Zelaya blames the U.S. for his plight. Washington condemned the coup last year and argued for Zelaya's reinstatement. The Obama administration later threw its support behind the new president, who was elected in November and took office in January when Zelaya's original term expired. Zelaya now says the U.S. was behind the coup all along and is responsible for his still being in exile.
While the United States is protecting the coup mongers, it's practically impossible to reach a political accord in Honduras because the U.S. is a power that controls international organizations and has influence all over the world. So it's hard to fight for a political agreement if the U.S. doesn't want one.
The State Department calls Zelaya's claims ridiculous. The ousted president says he'd like to return to Honduras, but he admits the odds don't look good right now. So for now, Zelaya remains in exile, playing his guitar. But he insists he's not just a throwback to the Cold War. Another Central American leftist, deposed, forgotten, and abandoned by the rest of the world.
Me llaman abandonado.
For the world, I'm Enrique Rivera, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Me llaman abandonado, si a mí me gusta que suene, pa' que los quiero engrasado.